Thank you, Dr. Kenworthy. Good morning. My name is Megan Meeks, and I am a PhD candidate at Texas A&M University. For the last 4 years, I have been working in the Bluegrass Breeding Program at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research Center in Dallas. And today I'll be presenting a portion of my research which has covered flow cytometry and a thyroid auxin-like gene, useful tools to identify Polaracnifera by Polapertensis interspecific hybrids. Polapertensis, commonly known as Kentucky bluegrass, is the predominant cool season species. Sorry about that, Dr. Berryman. So Polapertensis is the predominant cool season species for turf and forage in the U.S. It is a facultative apomict with highly desirable turf grass quality, but lacks heat and drought tolerances necessary for its adaptation to the southern U.S. For the last 20 years, there has been a concerted effort to integrate these traits from other species through interspecific hybridization. In particular, Polaracnifera, also known as Texas bluegrass, which is native to the southern U.S. It is dioecious, has heat and drought tolerance, but lacks turf grass quality. The evaluation of these hybrids, for instance, Reveille, are based on the acquisition of the best traits from both parents. In particular, apomixis and high turf grass quality from Polapertensis, and their heat and drought tolerance from Polaracnifera. Traditionally, morphological assessment has been used to identify these hybrids. However, there are some issues with this method. In particular, the misidentification of hybrids, where you can have false negatives, the failure to identify those closely similar to either parent, or false positives, identifying genotypes that are actually off types of Polapertensis. In addition, field evaluation requires precise replicated measurements, which can make the evaluation of multiple experimental lines lengthy and time-consuming. So we were investigating alternative methods to identify these hybrids, in particular those that are more rapid, efficient, and accurate. And for my objectives, I'm looking at flow cytometry and molecular markers. So the first objective was the application of flow cytometry and Polaracnifera and its hybrids. Flow cytometry has been used in turf grasses for three main applications, and these include the confirmation of hybrids, determining genome size variation, as well as estimating ploidy in conjunction with cytology. So for these reasons, we formed three research hypotheses. The first was that Polaracnifera by Polapertensis interspecific hybrids would have an intermediate DNA content between their parents. The second was that there would be some genome size variation in Polaracnifera. And the reason for this is that in the past, some cytological investigations have shown on individual genotypes that the chromosomes can range from 42 to 91, although it is commonly known as an octoploid with 56. And the third application hypothesis was that flow cytometry would be an accurate method of determining ploidy in Polaracnifera. Now, for the purpose of this presentation, I will only be covering the first two applications, as the third is something we plan to investigate in the future. So for our flow cytometry methodology, we cut 50 milligrams of leaf tissue and added 1 ml of nuclei extraction buffer. The nuclei were then filtered from debris and stained with propidium iodide. And using a flow cytometer, the position of the sample peak was compared to that of a known standard. And in our case, we used chicken red blood cells with a known 2C nuclear DNA content of 2.33 picograms. To determine that of the sample, you divide the mean position of that of the sample by that of the standard and multiply it times the standard DNA content. For our materials on the confirmation of hybrids, we used 5 interspecific hybrids from 2 different pedigrees. But these hybrids also share a common female Polaracnifera parent, genotype 6012, although they have 2 different Polapertensis parents. We also included a check of Polapertensis cultivar Kinblue with a known nuclear DNA content. For the second application, and genome size variation in Polaracnifera, we used 10 female and 9 male genotypes. Now, both of these studies were repeated twice with 4 replications each to determine a mean DNA content. And through the ANOVA analysis and JUMP, it was determined that the sampling dates were not significantly different, so the data were pooled, and Tukey's means HSD was used to separate them. These are the results from the confirmation of hybrids. In the figures on the left, you have an example of the histograms produced from flow cytometry. And in particular, we're looking at the positions of the M1 peaks of each of the parents and the hybrid. the M2 peak is out of the standard. And if we look at hybrid Reveille in comparison to Poratnifera female parent 6012 and that of its pollen parent, Poa Princess Huntsville, it is seemingly intermediate. Now, when we look at the DNA content of all five interspecific hybrids shown here in the purple bars, and we did the means of separation, it was determined that they were, in fact, intermediate between their parents. These are the results from Poratnifera genome size variation. Across the x-axis are the identification numbers for each of the 19 genotypes, followed by an M or an F for male or female. And along the y-axis is the mean DNA content. And through the mean separation, it was determined that there are some distinct differences in DNA content. And what this suggests to us is that there are some also distinct differences in ploidy. And this has not been shown to date using flow cytometry. And cytology work is something we plan to do in the future to compare the results of our flow cytometry analysis to see if there's any correlation between ploidy and the DNA content. This concludes my work on flow cytometry, and for the remainder of the presentation, I'll be addressing Objective 2, the development of molecular markers to identify the interspecific hybrids. From the literature, we found primers that would amplify a low copy number of thyrodoxin-like nuclear genes, also known as TRX. These primers anneal to a conserved exon-coding region that flank a singular polymorphic intron. And it is the polymorphisms that allow us to determine differences or similarities between species. In the figure on the right, we have a phylogenetic tree produced from Patterson et al., who explored the genome relationships in polyploid Poa pratensis and 24 other species for the TRX gene. In particular, he found four allele copies for Poa pratensis, and these are classified as either A, B, C, or D alleles. He also found two allele copies for Poa arachnifera, falling within classes A and C. So our hypothesis was that the TRX gene could be used as a sequence-based selective marker system to identify the interspecific hybrids based on the polymorphic differences in the alleles between Poa arachnifera and Poa pratensis. For our materials, we extracted 60 nanograms of genomic DNA from three of their interspecific hybrids, four Poa arachnifera genotypes in addition to that used by Patterson, and two Poa pratensis genotypes. PCR was performed with a touchdown protocol, and the PCR products were inserted into the vectors using a blunt PCR cloning kit. All of the amplicons were then sequenced in the forward direction using the T3 primer by the CIB Genomics Core Lab at Utah State University, and the sequence analysis was done with NCBI, RNA fold, and mirror base. We also did sequence alignment and phylogenetic analyses with Mega6, and NT-SIS was used to compute principal component analysis. These are the initial results from PCR amplification on five interspecific hybrids from two different pedigrees. Each of the hybrids are flanked on the left by their Poa arachnifera parent and on the right by their Poa pratensis parent. And our initial look at the alleles between the 572 and 686 base pair range, we're looking at those between the parents. And if you in particular look at those in the hybrids, it is difficult to determine from which parent these alleles came from. For this reason, it became very much a cloning and sequencing-based marker system, and I'll discuss those results in a minute. We also found an 851 base pair allele that was not previously included in the literature, but is also seemingly specific for Poa arachnifera, present in hybrids, and absent in Poa pratensis. So to confirm whether or not this was a true allele or not, we then amplified the TRX gene and 11 individuals from the genotype used by Patterson et al., and it was uniformly present in each one of these individuals, indicating that it was a true allele, and we could proceed with the rest of our molecular marker analysis. So we took each one of these alleles from three hybrids and their parents and did cloning and sequencing, from where we produced 32 sequences that have been submitted to GenBank. So these are the results from the phylogenetic and PCA analyses. In the figure on the left, we have the phylogenetic tree from Patterson et al., but it includes the 32 allele sequences that we produced shown in color. Those in green are for Poa pratensis, and those in blue are for Poa arachnifera. Now, we're only showing classes A and C because these are the two that contain the original allele sequences for Poa arachnifera. And the purpose of this was to determine if, in fact, the hybrids had allele sequences from each one of their parents and if they clustered similarly. If we take one cluster in particular as an example, we see that hybrids 1, 2, and 3 each had an allele sequence that clustered with their parents. And this is a similar trend that occurred in each one of the clusters, either for Polaracnifera or Polapertensis, indicating to us that the TRX gene could in fact be used as a selective marker system to identify these hybrids. Now we had in question the 851 base pair allele. Because there was not information on this, we were uncertain as to where it would cluster in the phylogenetic tree. And it turned out that it was closely clustering with other allele sequences within class C, the 851 base pair allele shown up here in the red sequences. Now, to determine if this was accurate enough or how genetically different they were, we computed PCA analyses. And that's the figure on the right. In particular, we'll make the comparison between class A and class C. Class A has two clusters, one for Polaracnifera and one for Polapertensis. However, they are very genetically different, but are still classified within the same group. And if we look at class C, there are four allele sequences, two for Polapertensis and two for Polaracnifera. The red squares indicate those of the 851 base pair allele. And the smaller circumscription indicates that they are highly similar and that class C should be included to should be extended to include the new 851 base pair alleles. Now, we were also curious because the 851 base pair allele was seemingly specific for Polaracnifera. And for this reason, we amplified the TRX gene in 40 genotypes from two different sets of germplasm. And what happened was, it was uniformly present in 97% of the genotypes we evaluated. And the two that it was absent in, these allele sequences were then cloned in sequence. In the case of 5684, it was determined to be a genotype of Polapertensis and not Polaracnifera. And an isolate number 8 from the second set of germplasm is still, the results are still pending. We also included two negative control checks for Polapertensis. However, Polapertensis is very genetically diverse with 12 morphological classes. And for this reason, we then screened 25 cultivars from 11 of these classes. If we start at the bottom, the 851 base pair allele is showing as a positive inside Polaracnifera. And if we go across all of the genotypes, it is 100% absent, indicating that it is in fact a true selective species-specific marker for Polaracnifera. Now that we have proven that these are good marker system, we were intrigued as to what was so unique about the 851 base pair allele. When we dug a little deeper, we found a 163 base pair insertion site in the intron. Now, we took this sequence and inserted it into the NCBI database and performed a blast alignment. One of the things that was returned to us was homology with a stowaway mite. Mites are non-autonomous transposable elements. Now, mites have a TI target site preference and a terminal 10 base pairs with other autonomous elements, TC1 Mariner-like elements. This suggesting to us that stowaway mites and the mobility of the genome are closely associated with MLEs. Now, we also know that microRNAs are encoded by mites. And so we converted the genomic sequence to messenger RNA, inserted it into RNA fold, which formed this strong hairpin loop. And these red-colored base pairs is a high probability of pairing of the inverted repeats. These were inserted into the microRNA database, where conserved sequence sites were similar with common wheat, barley, sorghum, and rice, indicating that it could be a potential precursor to microRNA. But we also showed that the 163 base pair insertion is, in fact, a jumping gene. So in conclusion, flow cytometry can be used to identify interspecific hybrids between Polaracnifera and Polapertensis. There is variation in DNA content suggesting variation in ploidy and Polaracnifera. The TRX gene is a useful sequence-based marker system to identify these hybrids. And the newly discovered allele is a good selective marker for Polaracnifera. Not to mention the transposable element in Polaracnifera may allude to its evolutionary relationships with other species. So I'd like to acknowledge that there are several people who contributed to the success of this research, and I'd like to thank each and every one of them. Thank you.
Time for one question.
With the Texas bluegrass, has there ever been any Monisha's plans been?
I think on very rare occasions Dr. Reed had mentioned that in some of his literature, but in our set of germplasm, we do not.
Dave's been trying to ask a question, so go ahead.
When you make a normal cross, which is the male and which is the female, when you make it intramuscular cross?
Polarite nephra is used as the female because it's dioecious and the masculation is not needed.
Okay, thank you.